watching Consider This. I'm Melissa Idris. With me, Sharad Kutan. Political observers have pointed to Parti Pribumi Bersatu Malaysia, or better known as Bersatu, as being at the centre of the current administration's instability and challenged legitimacy. Now, there seems to be two main ongoing and intertwined battles taking place within the party. The first, for the command of the party, and the second, for control of the government. To help us better understand the internal dynamics of Bersatu and where it's headed, we have joining us on the line the Deputy Youth and Sports Minister, Wan Ahmad Faizal, Wan Ahmad Kamal. Faizal, thank you so much for joining us on the show tonight. Now, I'd like to get your thoughts on the public perception of the power struggle currently being fought within Bersatu. What is your read of the public's response to your party's factionalism?
Yeah, hello, Melissa. Yeah, basically, I think from the party point of view, this schism among the two camps must be resolved ASAP. Hence, the decision made last week with regard to the not expulsion, wrongly framed by certain quarters, but basically automatic removal of the membership of those five MPs were basically the last straw, I believe, in our effort to salvage the party from breaking up further. And of course, it's not pretty in public sight, but for the sake of the government stability, we need to move on and abide to the rule of law as per stipulated in our party's constitution.
Faizal, I want to ask you about this distinction that you made between expulsion and removal. What essentially means for many people the same thing, because it removes from internal party discussions individuals associated with the founding of the party. I mean, what's your personal position? Would you like to see Dr. Mahathir silenced when it comes to the future of Bersatu?
Basically, of course, at the moment, we have to agree, basically the party members have to agree and abide to the decision made by the highest body or authority in the party, which is the Supreme Council. That's binding as per explained in the Constitution. And as it is, Tun Mahathir is no longer the chairman due to the automatic revocation of his membership. And not to say that we do like Tun Mahathir to have a say, but as long as it does not contradict the fundamental way forward or the decision made by the Supreme Council, I think that should be the thing that the party members should toe the line according to the decision made by the Supreme Council. So I guess now there are big confusion out there among the party members because there are two school of thoughts. One decided to leave Pakatan Harapan, okay. Another one to go back to Pakatan Harapan.
Faizal, what does Bersatu stand for in terms of values? It seems to me that this is very personality driven, but what does the party stand for?
The party stands for, as outlined in the constitution and the vision of the party, basically explaining that we are fighting for the right of all Malaysians, but focusing on the rights of Malay and Bumiputra.
Okay, that doesn't seem to contradict what Tun Mahathir has spent his life fighting for. It does seem that Mahathir, diverges with the leadership of Muhyiddin Yassin on one point, which is corruption and cooperation with politicians alleged to be involved in massive corruption. What's your position on the question of continued relationships with political parties that have been tainted by charges of corruption?
Well, as it is, we can see that there are no appointments made by the government, by the Prime Minister, on those who have clear-cut criminal cases. And I think that is clear commitment by the government of the day to uphold the rule of law and also the principle where Bersatu stands originally. I don't see that as a big problem at the moment.
Okay. You are also quoted in the media saying that ratings currently show that Prime Minister Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin and the Perikatan Nasional Coalition are accepted by the majority of Malaysians. Faizal, could you help clarify which ratings you are referring to?
All right. Okay. Definitely, at the moment, what I gather from the social media and also my personal engagement with the civil servants and also the public out there, the general sentiment, especially among the Malay, especially in the rural areas, are very positive towards the Prime Minister himself, Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin. And this, of course, we would love to have a formal census on the support. Maybe Bodega Center can come up with the ratings.
Okay.
But from what we gather from the random sampling in social media, in many media platforms, I guess the support is there.
Okay.
And this is particularly true for the Prime Minister himself.
So Faisal, this is anecdotal, not scientific. I do want to ask you, in terms of pure numbers, how many MPs support the administration at this point? How many MPs line up behind Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin?
Well, as it is, we have, from the parliament sitting, you can see that at least we have 116. Yeah? And this does not count those who are in the opposition that will give support to any motion, especially, for example, budget, that to ensure that the government can provide the basic necessities for the people comes for the parliamentary voting in certain motions.
Yeah, but we had, Shahrudin Mohamed Saleh, yes. Deputy Works Minister, and Sri Gadding MP, voicing some unhappiness about the fact that when you did have an opportunity to debate questions around responses to the COVID pandemic at Parliament, Parliament was, limited to just 1 hour. And he seems to be very unhappy with what's happening. Says that in July, we expect some sort of response. Are you anticipating a revolt from your own backbenchers in July?
At least at the moment, I don't think so. We are still in control. We are handling our MPs carefully at the moment. And of course, come July sitting, I think we will have a full debate with regard to the COVID and other matters.
Mm. Faisal, you're also competing to be Bersatu Youth Chief. I would like to get a sense from you. What is it you think that Bersatu Youth want at the moment? What is it that they want spoken up for?
Definitely, at the moment, the grassroots is very much understands that we need to be and move forward with Perikatan Nasional. This is the way forward. We have learned and experienced a bitter lesson in Pakatan Harapan by associating ourselves with DAP, which is a big stigma and also a big contention point with regard to the Malay support at the grassroots level. So when my former predecessor, YB Syed Saddiq, made a call to return to Pakatan Harapan, two-thirds of Armada at the grassroots level from all divisions rejected that motion. So as a new contender for the youth chief for Armada, I am committed to support Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin as our president to move forward in
Faisal, last question for you, from me at least. The question of your relationship to UMNO and PAS, all these three parties competing for the same ground. Do you think it's likely that UMNO and PAS will give way to Bersatu, or is Bersatu more likely to be absorbed by the larger parties of UMNO and PAS?
I believe there will be a fair exchange of seats between the three parties. Why? Because Bersatu has the upper hand with regard to the Prime Minister. The feel-good factor among the people lies with Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin. In order for us to secure a big win in coming GE, or whether soon or later, rests on how strong Tan Sri Muhyiddin is. So I believe Bersatu will have an upper hand in this.
Right. Well, Faisal, thank you so much for speaking with us tonight. We appreciate your time and joining us on the show. We're going to take a quick break. More on Consider This in just a few minutes. Stay tuned.